You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL Sports, it's time for the BYU men's basketball team to put on their dancing shoes in Omaha. The team is already there ahead of tomorrow morning's round one matchup against Duquesne. Also there in the cold, KSL Sports BYU insider Mitch Harper, who is joining me live. Mitch, it's 68 degrees here in Utah.
It's very windy here in Omaha, and yes, it's chilly. It was 65 yesterday, now it's dropped to the low 40s, and it's only going to be colder.
Mitch, BYU and Duquesne have very different styles of playing basketball. Talk to us about what this game is going to look like tomorrow morning.
They definitely have different styles. It's kind of like East beats versus West. The toughness of the East on the defensive side with Duquesne, the high-flying offense of the West with BYU. That's what this matchup brings, and it's a contrast of styles. And I think the key is going to be who imposes, you know, their style of play onto this game. And, you know, BYU has had some slow starts as of late. That's going to be a point of emphasis to, you know, get the tempo moving and get those threes falling early against Duquesne.
You know, there's a lot of interest, of course, back here in Utah. But I was checking on ticket prices, and you can get seats for as low as $12 for tomorrow. Is this arena going to be full, or are they going to be playing in front of an empty house?
It's a good question because, you know, there hasn't been much, you know, atmosphere or buzz around Omaha for all these teams, you know, coming to the NCAA tournament. You know, most of them are, you know, in the Midwest, the teams that are going to be playing here in Omaha, but there just doesn't seem like there's been much of a vibe of, if you will, at practice today, the open sessions. There was barely any fans in attendance for that. So, I would expect, you know, low ticket prices, and it might, you know, not be sold out when BYU tips it off in the morning.
All right. So somebody whispered this in my ear, told me to ask you. In a half filled arena, a depth perception gets played with, and players might miss more 3-pointers. BYU is all about the 3-point game. Are they going to be okay?
They'll be all right. You know, this is a facility that's designed for basketball. The Creighton Blue Jays play in this venue. And, you know, the early returns with how they were performing today in their open practice, they look like they were shooting the ball just fine. I think BYU will be all right. Now, in a live game situation, that's a different animal of sorts. But I think the depth perception will be fine in this building.
Mitch, you'll be here tomorrow morning at 9?
That's right. Extended pregame, and we've got you covered from Omaha. We'll have all the insight that you need to know for this BYU-Duquesne matchup.
And tip-off is at 10:40 a.m. right here on KSL News Radio. And a reminder, we can't stream the tournament onto the website or onto our app, NCAA rules. So you have to listen to it on the good old-fashioned radio at 102.7 FM. Thanks, Mitch.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.